This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The spokeswoman for Alexei Navalny announced Saturday the body of the Russian opposition leader has been handed over to his mother. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a message posted to her social media accounts, Kira Yarmish thanked all those who had joined them in calling for the release of Navalny's body. Yarmish said she did not know if the authorities would allow a funeral to be held, quote, the way the family wants or the way Alexei deserves. On February 16th, Russian prison authorities announced Navalny had died suddenly of unexplained causes in an Arctic penal colony where he was serving terms totaling more than 30 years. Navalny had been Russian President Vladimir Putin's most formidable domestic opponent. Navalny's mother, Lyudmila Navalnaya, had remained in Soligard, where the prison was located, for more than a week, seeking return of her son's body. It's not yet clear when or how a funeral will be held. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The prime ministers of Italy and Canada signed security deals with Ukraine on Saturday as Western leaders rallied round a war-weary Kyiv on the second anniversary of Russia's military invasion, with no end in the sight to the fighting. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Today, we're here to tell you that Europe will continue to stand at your side for as long as it takes.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen vowed on Saturday that Europe would back Ukraine. Von der Leyen and the prime ministers of Italy, Canada and Belgium arrived in Kyiv to show solidarity on the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. They joined Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Hostomel airfield. It was the site of a ferocious battle at the start of the invasion. As Russia tried to fly in paratroopers to seize the capital Kyiv, Zelensky embraced the Western leaders and delivered a televised speech. He said the word independent will always stand next to the word Ukraine in future history.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. After facing backlash regarding a state Supreme Court ruling on in vitro fertilization, Alabama lawmakers are making a bipartisan effort to make a legal fix. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Lawmakers began scrambling in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children under state law. GOP State Senator Tim Melson, who's a doctor, told station WBMA he wants a solution.
I'm just have a bill that says that a fertilized egg or embryo has potential life. It's not actual life.
Former President Donald Trump joined the calls for Alabama lawmakers to act Friday, saying he would strongly support the availability of IVF. I'm Shelley Adler.
The UK's governing Conservative Party has suspended ties with one of its lawmakers after he accused London Mayor Sadiq Khan of being controlled by Islamists as tensions over the Israel-Hamas war roil British politics. The party said on Saturday that Lee Anderson was suspended after he refused to apologize for remarks made about Khan in a television interview on Friday. The action means that Anderson will sit in Parliament as an independent. He was a deputy chairman of the Conservatives until last month. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and other senior Conservative leaders had come under increasing pressure to reject the comments. The chairwoman of the opposition Labour Party called Anderson's remarks, quote, unambiguously racist and Islamophobic. The Vatican announced Saturday Pope Francis canceled scheduled meetings because he is suffering from the flu. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Vatican press office adds that it was a precaution and that the Pope's weekly engagements are still to be confirmed. The 87-year-old pontiff has had several health problems in recent years. In late November, he was forced to cancel some of his activities because of breathing problems. Pope Francis has indicated several times that he would be ready to step down if his declining health becomes a barrier in leading the Catholic Church. But in a recent interview, he mentioned feeling healthy and denied any plans to resign soon. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Polls suggest South Africa faces a historic turning point in a national election in May. The ruling African National Congress could lose its majority for the first time, having transformed from a liberation movement to a governing party at the end of apartheid in 1994. The ANC has been in charge of Africa's most advanced economy for all of its 30 years of democracy since the end of white minority rule. But the party of the late Nelson Mandela has seen a gradual decline in support, and analysts say this election could be a watershed moment when it slips below 50% of the vote. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.